Wegmans set their goal to eliminate plastic bags by the end of this year, although New York's ban on the bags doesn't take effect until March 2020. The grocer announced last week they would get an even earlier start in Ithaca and Corning. Jason Wadsworth is the company's manager of packaging and sustainability. He says it will help them learn best bagging practices and how best to educate customers on the change.
We know we have a lot to learn and a lot to help our customers learn along this journey. And why not make the switch early?
Now these two stores will not offer plastic bags. Wegmans is hoping customers will remember their reusable bags. In the meantime, they'll offer paper bags for 5 cents each. The money will be donated to the Food Bank of the Southern Tier. Wadsworth says paper is not necessarily better than plastic.
It takes trees to produce. Because it's heavier, it takes more trucks to transport. It takes 7 trucks to transport the same number of paper bags as it does 1 truckload of plastic bags. And so there's just a lot of these carbon footprint issues with paper bags that you really can't see.
Wegmans and some other grocers are working on ways to be more sustainable. For instance, Aldi's, who has actually never offered single-use bags at checkout, has committed to making all their packaging reusable, recyclable, or compostable by 2025. Sarah Gager, WSKG News. In Binghamton, I'm Sarah Gager for WXXI News. In Binghamton, I'm Sarah Gager for WRVO News. In Binghamton, I'm Sarah Gager for WMHT. In Binghamton, I'm Sarah Gager for North Country Public Radio. In Binghamton, I'm Sarah Gager for WBFO News.